As I've been looking at the history of America's environmental protections, I've been more and more concerned and depressed about how issues that were once bipartisan have split along the same right and left lines as so many other issues in our horribly divided nation. There have always been politicians willing to look aside and ignore even the most toxic discharges, the most dangerous pesticides, and the most egregious taking of critically endangered species where protecting them might cut into corporate profits. But most politicians of both parties were once willing to stand up for clean air and water and protection of our other natural resources. What happened? One case that illustrates the evolution of this chasm was when the Minnesota DNR designated the mourning dove a game bird a decade ago. Before some acrimonious hearings, all the hunters I talked to seemed perfectly happy with the idea of keeping doves a non-game species, either statewide or in the northern forested part of the state. I requested the DNR to restrict the dove season in the northeastern corner of the state where American kestrel migration is concentrated. It's easy to mistake flying killdeer and kestrels for doves, and kestrels perched on wires for doves too. Even in states like Texas, with a long-standing dove hunting culture, hunters occasionally mistake birds of other species for doves. It did not seem worth the risk to the already declining kestrel up here, especially because the dove population up here in the northeastern forested part of the state is so small. I also asked to limit the dove hunt to non-toxic shot. One of the significant causes of mortality for doves is ingesting lead pellets as grit. It seemed like a no-brainer to prevent more toxic pellets from raining down on the landscape. I was the only one addressing the issues of protecting migrating kestrels and lead shot, but otherwise did not take too much issue with the idea of a dove hunt except to acknowledge concern about the precedent the DNR was setting in changing the designation of such a popular non-game backyard bird to a game species after soliciting funds for decades for the non-game wildlife program via the Chickadee Checkoff, the DNR's own name for a program that entices people to contribute to help their backyard birds. Changing the dove status seemed a disturbing precedent, and sure enough, in 2010, the DNR designated the sandhill crane a game bird. Ironically and disturbingly, 7 years later, they are still using the sandhill crane as their poster child on their non-game wildlife Northwest Region webpage. Unfortunately, most of the people speaking out against the proposal didn't focus on expectations of people contributing to the non-game wildlife program or on specific and nuanced issues like lead shot or mistaking doves for kestrels. Based on the testimony I heard by the Humane Society and several individuals, most of the people testifying against the proposal were against hunting and hunters absolutely. Some spoke so offensively about hunters that even I, a non-hunter my entire life, was offended. And as a result, the hunters I knew and respected from up here whose personal inclinations had been neutral or against the dove season couldn't help but join forces with their fellow hunters under the onslaught. And the DNR spokesman I talked to entirely poo-pooed my suggestions about lead and about limiting the hunt during hawk migration, at least along the migration corridor. Today, a decade later, inflexible people at the extreme ends of every issue are the ones driving virtually every issue. The people away from the extremes are no longer able to work out reasonable and effective compromises. And compromise is essential for any democracy to survive. I don't know how we change this, but we sure better start working on it before it's too late for all of us. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.